Ice fishing in Wisconsin is growing in popularity year by year, and we want you to catch as many fish as possible. We'll be traveling around the Shawamigan Bay area to bring you up-to-date fishing reports each week. And now, let's get to our report. Joining us for our fishing report today, we're traveling down to Hayward to talk to John Myrie. John, how are you doing this morning?
Doing just fine out there.
John, we just got done with a cold front. Now another cold front coming through. How's the fishing been?
Well, fishing was pretty good up until that cold came in. Then there just wasn't a whole lot of people out. It just, we were out there one day and it was just brutal out there. And the fish weren't cooperating a whole lot either when that come through. But then after that, warm up a little bit, put a lot of people out and people were catching fish. Walleye seems to have slowed down a little bit, which is typical for this time of year. It's get a little bit more difficult to get walleyes, but the pike action has been pretty good, and panfish have been getting panfish and perch out there. It's been pretty good just about everywhere.
I want to talk walleye fishing for just a second. John, you said it slows down. They always seem to slow down by the end of the season. What are guys using to catch them?
Well, and the guys that are getting them are mostly getting that evening bite, that last little bit. There's a few guys that are going after them, aggressive digging for them and trying to, you know, moving and grooving, kind of, you know, moving around, running, gunning on them. But the one thing is that's pretty consistent is the evening bite. If you get out there, you can usually, if you're on the fish, you can find get some action. But, you know, like I said, generally, by the time you get to that midwinter, I don't know why it is, it walleye action really seems to taper down. And that's pretty much been the case, although when we get closer toward the end of the season, the end of this month here, then it'll pick up a little bit usually. So, you know, you still can go out after walleyes, but I think if you're going to go out there, you're going to spend your best amount of time is during the daytime, unless you want to drill a lot of holes and be moving and know exactly where you're fishing at. The best thing you want to do is get out there and, you know, fish for panfish, you know, set some tip-ups for pike during the day, go after the perch, and if you want walleyes, go at it. But that last little slot in the evening when it's kind of the witching hour when they, you know, they get a little bit more active.
And you got to be a little aggressive with those walleyes?
Well, if you're out there during the daytime, you're looking for a responsive strike, and you have to be on top of the walleyes to do that. Generally, they're not going to travel many feet to hit a bait that like a jigging wrap or a jigging spoon. But if you can pinpoint, if you know, if you've done your homework in the summertime and you know where these little rock humps are and these little fingers coming off of bars that have some chunk rock and stuff on them, if you can pinpoint those and you know where they're at and you drill holes on top of those spots and jump from one to the other, if there's fish on there, if you can get that in them, even in the daytime, sometimes you can get a responsive or a trigger a strike from these fish. But, you know, if you're just waiting for the fish to eat, which is what most guys do when it comes to walleye fishing, they're sitting there with a slip bobber out in the summertime, and in the wintertime they're sitting there with a tip-up. It's that last little eat part in the evening or after dark when those fish get a little more active and you got a smaller bite window there.
Has this cold weather driven the fish down to the bottom?
Yeah, it usually does. When you get the cold like that, the fish are going to automatically kind of seek out the warmest water, and that's always on the bottom of the lake. And when that cold is radiating down through, I mean, man, when we had that super cold out there, we had tip-ups out, and the tip-ups were freezing in the middle of the hole. I mean, with hole covers on them, there was so much cold radiating, and when you get that much cold, it drives the fish down usually.
John, this has been great. If people want more information on how to fish down in that Hayward area, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me on, on my website at WISDNorthlandOutdoors.com. I do a podcast site, too. You go to my Radio Wave page where I do my radio show at WNORadio.net, and there's a podcast with fish reports and all that stuff on it. Phone number for me is 715-462-9402. And if you want to get out on the ice, if I can't get them out, I got another couple, two, three guys that I'll work with, and we can always get somebody out there.
John, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
That's been our Shawamigan Bay Ice Fishing Report. If you are a guide and you want to be a part of our ice fishing reports, call Trevor at 715-682-2727.